first reading, we hear the people of Judah, the southern kingdom of Israel, are being given by God another chance. As I read that and have really been reading for the last week, I thought about Moses and Millie, my godchildren, my grandchildren. Moses is 5 and Millie's 3. And as I go there on Tuesdays on my day off, I think of all the many chances that they're given every day. Seems like they're given unlimited chances. And yet, that is just what God does for us. I don't know if you have followed the first readings of this week, but they were dire predictions of death and destruction, as you heard even today, to the southern kingdoms of Israel. And because of their infidelity to God, the prophet Jeremiah has predicted, at his own peril, the fall of the southern kingdom of Judah. And as I read in my daily office, which is the prayer that we read every day, we are also marching through the prophet Amos, who predicted again at his own peril the destruction of the northern kingdom of Israel, which took place about 130 years earlier than Jeremiah talked. So no matter where I turned into the biblical readings this week, there was destruction. Maybe that's how some of you feel closing out this week. Today we hear of God's promise to destroy the great city of Nineveh, that conquering city of the northern kingdoms. And in that prediction, God gives Israel another chance. In our gospel, God gives the conditions of that new chance. You must deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Three different conditions. First, you must deny yourself. You must be able to look in the mirror and honestly see yourself for who you are. Lay yourself open to God, saying, "This is who I am," with all your good points and all your failures. We must be humble before our own eyes. Second, you must take up your cross. You are to accept, and we are to accept, the challenges in our life, not just those that are the result of our own foolishness, but those given to us as a part of our life journey. We must be humble before God. Thirdly, you must follow me. We must give up trying to lead. Give up doing just what feels good. We must do good. We must offer healing and hope, not criticism and judgment. We must be humble before each other. Humble before ourselves, humble before God, and humble before each other. Today's gospel makes clear that worldly powers are not essential to our happiness. In fact, it reminds us to view the world as passing, and in the end, we will all have to make an accounting. But God always gives us another chance. He is willing to meet us wherever we are and to bring us back. I am sure you know someone in your life who needs another chance. Maybe in a relationship with you or your family, maybe at work, maybe in this parish. If you can offer someone another chance, especially if you are the one who was hurt or wronged, then offering that chance is meeting all three of those conditions for sharing God's glory. You will have to deny yourself to reach out to someone. You will have to take up your cross to prayerfully let it go. And you will have followed Christ by seeking reconciliation. It's okay if this takes a little time. God waited decades and sometimes hundreds of years, offering chance after chance. And if God did that, and he is perfect justice mirrored by perfect mercy, what must you do? It is okay to thank God today that he has given you chance after chance after chance.